Morph Evolution by Olamide Ojo. Chapter 1. The Idealist Government. For every effect, there is always an after effect. This is a realistic scientific concept. They call it the Idealist Government, a singular republic form of government that now governs the new human world. The citizens, through voting, appoint 7 presidents with 11 advisors each. Their appointed candidates for presidency and ambassadorship become leaders of the world for 7 years only. A candidate may only be in government for no more than 15 years. That is, they can run for any position as long as it is within the 15-year bracket. The presidents all work together from the capital city of the world, Moleon. Moleon is known for its modern defensive features and high-class soldiers protecting it. Regarded by many as the most secure place in the world, Moleon has commonly been referred to as the heart of the new world. A new dawn has brought about fresh challenges for humankind. Over time, we have found a way to make our bodies evolve to be self-reliant and self-teaching. This is a time where food and water for survival sounds just as primitive as dinosaurs. An age where the phrase, anything is possible, is quite literal. Humans began to evolve at a faster pace but still insignificant enough to be noted during the late 20th century. That was about 10,000 years ago to date. At the time, only few showed traits of what we now know as human morphovolution. An ability to shift into another living entity that is locked into one's deoxyribonucleic acid, better known as DNA. That is, a human, at the beginning of birth, has already the ability to change into another form in their DNA. But unless it goes through a mutation that is probable to happen naturally at a ratio of 1 in 900 quintillion, one will never get to experience it. The 23rd century was when science began to prevail in breaking this limitation for humankind. We created an evolution enhancement technological device that was able to make the mutation happen 100% of the time. Our era has brought about what humans believe to be closest to one of immortality. Unless you are physically armed by another equally advanced human capability, nothing else can hurt you. That includes gunshots to any part of our bodies or non-morph animal attacks, as we are now immune to most things. The human era came to a point whereby the only way humans could kill one another is through their morph's ability power. Although one can use technological advantage to gain the upper hand. However, unbeknown to mankind's wildest dreams, we as a generation were not ready for the things our man-made sped-up evolution brought up to the table. I know one may be coming out as babbling, but hear it out. The immortal era brings to light concepts of problems we did not realize could exist in our reality. I have lived long enough to know life is filled with beautiful concepts of brutality that blinds out from its reality. Mankind has significantly and unnaturally stepped up its evolutionary process that spread out of control in terms of having the necessary means to keep our world a law-abiding one.